This is Matins.
And so it's Radio Veritas 576 AM, and it's a beautiful Friday morning as we catch up with the past grand night of Corpus Christi Council 4 of the Knights of Dagama in Pretoria. And that's past grand night Dion Meiberg. Morning, past grand night Dion. How are you this morning?
Very well, and you, Kanye? How are you doing? What's the weather like outside of town?
Well, it's been a little nippy, let's say, and I know Pretoria has been the same.
No, it is. It is. And hopefully this weekend is beautiful sunshine.
This weekend you have what they call night, become a knight for a day. And I saw this poster and I thought, wow, I'd like to become a knight for a day. But Dion, I don't have a bike, you know, so I think we start there. This is for bikers, and of course it's a fundraiser, one of the creative initiatives of fundraising for the Knights of Dagama.
It actually goes a step further in that it's the 28th annual Chicken Braai of Council 4. We started this, in actual fact, 30 years ago. It was something that we inherited from one of the knights that came up from Malcolm Pulse. And the first chicken braai we had was exactly 12 chickens that we sold. The second year was 24 chickens. And now 28 years, or the 28th iteration, it would have been 30th if it wasn't for the 2 years of the COVID-19 lockdown. We now have in the region of 1,000 people that attend, of which about 300 of them are bikers. The rest of the attendees are people that come by car. So the bikers, it's always a very, very big event for a lot of the bikers. They join the Triumph Club in Pretoria. They come through. It's a cost of 130 rand for a half a chicken, a salad, actually two salads and a roll. We've got music. We've got a few other fun events that happen as well, as well as an auction. And this is one of our main fundraisers for our charities. Council 4 raises in the region of about 350,000 rand a year, which we then distribute to the local Catholic charities in Pretoria, of which, you know, they range from assisting the various Catholic Women's League organizations in building up food parcels for the destitute in the various townships and suburbs, especially those now over these 2 years where people have lost their jobs. You know, from that, we help the social work component of the CWL. We help a lot of the different orphanages like Medidi and those type of orphanages. So we cross right across the board. We collect the funds and we give it to them. We don't take anything for ourselves. And this is the opportunity for not only giving towards our charity and enjoying the day, but actually to see the Knights of Dagama in action. We've got 60-odd brothers of the council, and all of their wives and are also involved. So, you know, we make the salads, we do the chickens, we braai the chickens. So it's a great fun day for everybody. And inevitably, people that come this year will come next year.
And that's how these things go. Yes. And maybe before, you know, we get into the day and exactly what will be happening now, in terms of where and so on, why chickens, Dion? Why not a pork or beef or game or something like that?
Well, there is, you know, that's always an option that you do look at every year. But inevitably, when we canvass everybody, the chicken braai is something that has grown to become a statute almost in the Knights of Dagama. and a lot of the knights from the Johannesburg councils come across as well. And it has just never moved away from the chicken, even though we've tried different options. You know, we have boerewors rolls if you want. We have breakfast rolls. We have pancakes. But inevitably, everybody comes back for the chicken because we cook such fantastic chickens.
In the end, it's about the taste. Yes. So in the end, that's what it is. So this time, it's happening, of course, on Sunday. And you are meeting at Triumph Pretoria as the bikers. Take me through that, Dion.
Well, the event is at Christian Brothers College in Pretoria, which also is celebrating its 100th anniversary as a school in Pretoria this year. It's in September. There's a big event that we can talk about nearer the time, which celebrates the 100th year. So it's at CBC Pretoria, which is just across the road from the Botanical Gardens in Weaven Park or near Silverton. And if the person don't want to necessarily come by bike, they can come directly there to CBC. And we've got tickets that are available for the people there. But the number is there for them just to contact the Triumph Club and just make sure that they can get in there. It is on the poster. I just haven't got the poster with me at the moment. But it is on the poster. And they can go via the Triumph. Or they can pick it up on the Facebook page, Knights of the Garma Chicken Braai. Otherwise, they're more than welcome to come directly to CBC. We start at 11 o'clock, finish at 5 o'clock. And it's a good fun and good times for all.
Come and enjoy the tastiest braai ever, braaied by the Knights of the Gama, Corpus Christi Council 4. And of course, there's interesting history behind that as well, Dion. The Corpus Christi name behind Council 4.
Yes, Council 4 is known as Corpus Christi Council 4. We, in actual fact, we celebrated on the 9th of June, our 70th year of existence. And the reason why it is called Corpus Christi Council 4 is that when it was initiated and established back 70 years ago, it actually happened on the feast of Corpus Christi. And that's why we're known as Corpus Christi Council 4.
Well, a beautiful way to celebrate a Sunday. And as Past Grand Knight Dion Meiberg has mentioned, it's at CBC Pretoria, starting at 11 o'clock. Just go to the Knights of the Gama Council 4 Facebook page and find all that information. And it's the 28th Chicken Braai. Of course, 30th in theory, disturbed by the 2019 lockdown or 2020 lockdown. And so they couldn't have it in 2020 and 2021. Anything else, Peter K. Dion, that you'd like to mention before we conclude?
Yeah, the other number that they can always send a WhatsApp to is 083-475-2160. Repeated, it's 083-475-2160. That's a WhatsApp page. You can send it through there and you will be given the information where to pay and what numbers and everything that needs to happen as well. I'd love to see another 100, 200 people there. If we do run out of chickens, there's always a KFC just down the road and we'll jump in the car quickly and go buy extra chickens. We've got 1,000 chickens there. And at the moment, we've still got about 100 tickets that are still available, 120 tickets that are still available. So yes, 100, 200 people. We can always give you KFC if we run out of chickens, but we would love to be in that position this year that we can actually go down to KFC and get extra chickens and give it to you or resell it to you, put it that way. But we'd love to see everybody there And again, then next year, and the following year, and the following year, and the following year, that it becomes tradition.
Yes. So we're hoping to sell out all the chickens this year. And as we say, at CBC Pretoria, and this is at 11 o'clock on Sunday, the 26th of June. Well, it's been great speaking to you, Past Grandad Dion Marburg, and we hope to see you there on Sunday. God bless.
Yeah, thank you, and we need to talk nearer the time in September with CBC when it's their 100th anniversary, and I'm sure there will be a lot of people that would love to join CBC to celebrate such a big event as well. So that's why we've got a very close connection with CBC, not only in Pretoria, but in Boksburg and Valcom and Kimberley and or wherever else there are CBCs.
Nice.
So we can always make it a beautiful day then as well for them.
And of course, if you are a biker, come and join with your bike. The bikers meet at Triumph Pretoria at 9:30. And then, of course, you will be on your bike to CBC Pretoria. Limited to 60 people. They say all bikes are welcome. It doesn't matter. I think even if you have a little scooter or a little, what do you call those? Those automatic ones, Dion?
We'll even let them have those little ones that the kiddies push on, you know, that they sit and they use both their legs. They can come on those bikes. And then my neighbor's little one of three has got one of those little 12-volt battery-operated bikes. We can also use one of those bikes. So we really don't discriminate against bikes. We love it to have the bikers there. They always give us entertainment, and we've had them before doing line dancing and all those type of entertainment. So they often entertain us with their own ways of doing things, and it's always a brilliant, brilliant day.
Been great speaking to you. God bless.
Thank you, and same to you. And let's hope that Sunday we see everybody. God bless.
And that's Past Grandad Dion Marburg of Corpus Christi Council 4. And so that's all happening at CBC Pretoria, organized by the Knights of Dagama. And it's a fundraiser for them. Chicken braai is what it is. For more information, send a WhatsApp to 083-475-2160. That's 083-475-2160.
This is Matins.